This is Ann Cox interviewing Marcia O'Hare on October 30th, 2003. Okay. You can start by telling me a little bit about yourself. Where you were born, where you were born.
Okay, my name is Marcia O'Hare, and I was born. My name was Marcia King, and I was born in Airy of Prairie County. It's just across the Breathitt Prairie County line. Okay. But my mom and dad always lived in Breathitt County. And I lived on Frozen. It was called Frozen. It's called Coke Fork, Strong Fork. It's been called a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. I lived there all my life, except for 5 years. My mom and dad are still living there. I went to Breathitt High School and graduated in 1981. I have one child.
Okay. Did you say what year you were born?
No, I was born in
1963. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me about the different places you lived since you were born?
Most of my life, I lived right in front of where I'm living right now,
mm-hmm.
on Strong Fork or Coke Fork. That'd be like when I first got married the first time. I lived in Prairie County for a short time, and I lived at Lost Creek for a short time, and then I moved to Indiana, where I lived for about 5 years. And then I came back to Breathitt County and I lived about a mile from where I live right now on Strong Fork. And then I bought the house where I'm living right now, and I've lived there about 6 years.
Mm-hmm. When did you move to Indiana?
It was in 1984.
Mm-hmm. Why did you move there?
For a job. And my husband had to have a job, so.
Mm-hmm.
And the coal business ran out,
mm-hmm.
that he was working for, so we went to Indiana.
What sort of job did you have in
Indiana? I worked as a secretary for a while for like a iron grit shipping place. And then I worked in a trailer factory where they built trailers. Mm-hmm. And then I worked in a fifth wheel factory. And I worked there until I came back here.
How did you become a nurse?
I always wanted to be a nurse. So when I moved back here, there was nothing for me to do. Mm-hmm. So I went and went to vocational school and got my CNA license, or so I could be a nurse's aide. And then that fall, I registered for nursing school.
Mm-hmm. Was there a reason why you decided to move back here?
I got divorced.
Okay.
And I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no work like here.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what it was like growing up here?
I think it was the best. I mean, there wasn't a lot of traffic. There wasn't a lot of drugs. When I was growing up, everybody was friendly. It's sort of laid back, and everybody visited everybody else. You know, everybody always come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we just played kickball and softball, and of course I had to work. My dad was a farmer, tobacco farmer. So I worked a lot in the tobacco, ever since I can been big enough to walk through the fields.
Yeah.
You know, I worked. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It was fun growing up here.
Did you have many brothers and sisters?
I have one brother, and that's all.
Mm-hmm. What does he do now?
Nothing.
Okay. So your father was a farmer. Did your mother do anything?
No, she was a housewife, and she raised a garden, and she worked like a man in the tobacco and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She'd have a lot of tobacco cut by the time my dad had gone home from work. She'd have a little tobacco cut.
Yeah. Was that your dad's main business? business?
It was when they first got married and when I was first born, it was. Mm-hmm. And then he worked as a janitor for a while at LBJ School. And then after that, he worked for the University of Kentucky agricultural place, and he retired from there.
Have you seen a lot of people you knew when you were younger leave?
Yeah.
When did most of those people leave?
Really, a lot of them left after graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Even the parents of the kids that I grew up with, a lot of them left after graduation.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they left?
I would say it's because of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely.
Do you think if it wasn't for jobs, people would stay here?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think if there was more jobs, they'd stay here.
Can you remember growing up changes that were happening to the way people were living around here?
Yeah, I guess I can if I think back on it, because when I was little, I can remember that girls at Breathitt High had to wear dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember what year of school I was in, but I remember that they started letting them wear jeans and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in school when, you know, that went on, so I remember that. And it seems like you don't pay a lot of attention to things happening and changing when you're young.
Yeah.
It's after you get older you start paying more attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Was there any changes? In technology?
Oh, yeah.
Just?
Yeah.
Okay.
With computers, I mean, like, it was near my last year of high school when they just introduced the computers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody else, I guess, had them, but we didn't hear.
Yeah.
So, I didn't get to learn a lot about computers, but like my son,
mm-hmm.
you know, knew more about the computers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else was as far as technology? I mean, like, we never had a telephone all my life. We never had a telephone.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't need a telephone. And TVs, yeah, cable TV. We didn't have cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
We had an antenna up on the hill, so we didn't get any local, you know, news other than the radio. So now there's cables and dishes mm-hmm. and... So, yeah, there's been some changes with technology. Even vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference in the vehicles now.
Have your parents been a part of that change? Do they have the, like, TVs and, like you were saying, satellite dishes and things like that?
They have cable TV. They have a decent vehicle. My dad has a tractor. He used to use a mule
mm-hmm.
with his farming.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember him uh-huh. using
it? Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I was pretty big when I was pretty good size, maybe 10, 11 when he got a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And he still used the mule for years,
mm-hmm.
even after that, because it's hard to change.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to plow with a tractor. And he really, in the last 5 years, is when he started plowing with the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Like cultivating the tobacco, instead of using the mule to go two furrows through the row,
mm-hmm.
when you could do like three rows with the cultivators.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they slowly parted the change. They have a telephone,
mm-hmm.
inside bathroom. That was a big thing, too.
Yes.
Didn't used to have an inside bathroom.
Even when you were?
Uh-uh. I was probably 10, 12
mm-hmm.
when we first got an inside bathroom, running water.
Have your parents So they've, other than Perry County, they've been here their whole lives?
No, they didn't even live in Perry County. They lived here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad, he's from Wolf County, but now he's lived here all his married life.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was raised in Breathitt County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about your cousins and aunts and uncles? Where do they live?
My aunts and uncles, they were raised here on my mom's side, but now they live in Lexington and Northern Kentucky. And then my dad's family, there's some of them lives here and some in Winchester and some in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in Indiana, Michigan before.
Why do you think your parents stayed here when other people in their family were moving?
I don't know. I never did ask Dad. I know he didn't have an education.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, I guess he just loved to farm. And I think he went maybe north one time and he didn't like it and he just come home.
Okay.
So I'd say just for the farming and they just liked it here.
Were most of your aunts and uncles gone when you were little, out of Breathitt County?
Yeah.
Okay. So they left before you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you hear about all the people who left right after World War II,
yeah.
In the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, that's when they left.
Because
mm-hmm. my dad was born in 35, and most of them were older than him.
Mm-hmm.
And they left, probably I'd say 50s.
Did they ever come and visit you?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think to yourself that they were different in some way because they lived?
They talk different.
They
had lived in, I had an aunt that lived in Michigan and one that lived, an uncle that lived in Indiana, and they talk different.
Mm-hmm.
They had lived there so long.
Mm-hmm.
That they just, and even my family in Lexington talk different
mm-hmm.
than we do here.
Yeah. Did you have any family like you who went away and then came back?
No.
Do you think the population of Jackson has changed over the years regarding how old people are?
Well, I think it has increased.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's more people here now than there was when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably due to the fact that, the hospital is here now.
Mm-hmm.
There's more doctor's offices. There's just more businesses here.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot. Not as much as there was, in Lexington and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is more. And I guess people just live here and then they just travel.
Mm-hmm.
To wherever they have to go. Because,
mm-hmm.
I worked in Lexington. I drove it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to live in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
So I just drove.
Yeah.
And my husband did too.
When did Jackson get, more the hospital?
I think it's been here probably 15, 16 years, 17, somewhere in there. Less than 20, but...
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more than 15. It's in between 15 and 20.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you think now that the population is pretty equal between older people and younger people?
No, I think there's probably more younger people
mm-hmm.
than older people.
Yeah. Do you have any idea why that is?
No, not really. I've never thought about that.
Okay. Just wondering. That's what everybody says when I interview them.
Yeah, I just didn't think about that.
There's many more younger people. Are you still friends with any of your friends from high school?
Mm-hmm.
Are they Are the people you're friends with, do they live here?
Well, one of them is my boss.
Okay.
So, but there's more of them that don't live here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's several that lives here, but there's probably more that live somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
As far as friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. That's a long time ago.
Do you think when people left after high school, it was mostly to go to college or to get a job?
They left and went to college, and then wherever they got their job, you mm-hmm. know, it's basically where they stayed.
Yeah. Do you remember before you had left and gone to Indiana, or when you were little, how the community was? What, like, sort of community did your family fit into?
It was a good community. I mean, it was, you didn't have to lock your doors or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody trusted everybody, and everybody was willing to help when somebody was down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was people there to help.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get more help then than you can now. People don't want to work now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I can say about that. It was just a good community I lived in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was probably, to me, it would have been the best community to live in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion because I live there.
Mm-hmm. When did that start to change?
I'd say that probably started changing in the 80s, the mid 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody used to kind of know everybody, and then people started moving in that you didn't know, and you really didn't get to know them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just...
Why do you think people stopped getting to know people?
I think people are too busy to take the time to just relax like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody just goes at a run.
Mm-hmm. So where you live now and where your parents live is sort of near Sarah Jane's house?
Uh-huh, right beside
her.
I live right beside of Sarah Jane,
okay.
On the same side of the road. My mom and Sarah Jane was really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
And when I lived in Indiana, see, my Sarah Jane, that was the telephone we had, you know?
Yeah.
Sarah Jane was. And she would, if I had a message to tell Mom, she would come and tell Mom. She was Mom's best friend. She's a good woman.
Mm-hmm. So, was your community as big as that area where you lived, or was it all Jackson, like?
No,
okay.
It was just the area where I lived.
Just the area where you lived?
Yeah.
Okay. What sort of elementary schools did you go to? Was there?
I went to LBJ.
Okay.
And that was like grade 1-6. And I went the very first year it was opened.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to Little Red my 7th grade year. And that was the last year it was open. They tore it down after that.
Mm-hmm.
And they built the new Sebastian Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there the first year that it was open.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Breathitt, and I went the last year of the old Breathitt High School.
Mm-hmm.
And then they built a new one.
Yeah, that's
so, nice. Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Uh-huh. So would you, I just interviewed Hubert Holland, do you know him?
Yeah, I know Hubert.
Yeah, and he was telling me how when he went to school, just in a one-room schoolhouse where just people from around where he lived would
mm-hmm.
go. But when you went to school, it was people from all
mm-hmm.
around Jackson.
Yeah.
Okay. How Do your parents keep in touch with the people who've left and their family?
They really don't. Mm-hmm. Other than their immediate family. And then they just telephone. But I mean, like friends and neighbors that we had, you just don't hear from them. You know, every now and then they'll pop in on your front door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but other than that, you rarely hear from them.
Mm-hmm. What do you think has stayed the same in this area since the time you were small?
To tell you the truth, I don't think there's anything that's the same.
Yeah.
It's when I was small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because some of the people have died and just everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think that the everyday living has changed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what's happened. I mean, time. I guess it is. It just seems like time goes by too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't used to go by that fast.
Yeah. Days were slower.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a slower paced place. And now even where I live is, you know, faster paced. You gotta meet the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I don't think any of it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Do you wish it was?
Yeah, I do. Because
mm-hmm.
I think things were better. When mm-hmm. I was a kid, I think things were better.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's because I was looking at things through a kid's eyes.
Because you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who did you play with when you were little?
Well, we played with Hubert Holland's kids,
mm-hmm.
and then we had neighbors that were Smiths, and they were the same age as me and my brother, and then my cousins, they were all the same age, and we played. There seemed like there was a lot of kids there at that time,
mm-hmm.
growing up.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the same amount of people live sort of up where you live in Hubert Holland lives as they did when you were small?
No, there's not. Well, maybe there is the same amount of people, it's just a different group of people.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of them are gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like all my cousins, they're gone. And yeah, there's a lot of them gone. And then the Smiths that live next to us, they're gone. It's just a different group of people that lives there now
mm-hmm.
compared to then. Mm-hmm.
Are most of the people who... And do you know most of the people who live around you? Do you know?
The majority of them I do, but not all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know all the people you grew up with?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the older people, yeah.
The people who, like you're saying, the Smiths, do you know where they went?
Well, the husband, he died, and the mother went to Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And then the kids are scattered, Mississippi and Lexington and Cave Run and
mm-hmm.
just Ohio, different places.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think the population keeps getting bigger? Oh yeah, you told me because of the things that Jackson has now.
I guess that can be my only...
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason I can think of. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's lots of people who lives here now that you know, that didn't live here when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this is the place to live when you don't want to work. I don't know. I don't know, because it seems like there's a lot of people drawing checks.
You
know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you'd never heard of before.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any sorts of organizations that would come in when you were little to help out families?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Do you think that, or how have the roles of what members of the family did when you were young, how have they changed?
Well, my mom and dad's gotten older,
mm-hmm.
and they've gotten sick.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot has changed with that. I mean, and then you have your children. You know, I mean, it's everything, every part of, I mean, it's all changed.
Mm-hmm.
Your roles change.
Yeah.
You know, as kids, you don't have anything to worry about. And then after you get out of school and you get married and have kids, then you have a lot to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's all changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of understand what your mom and dad has worried about.
Mm-hmm. How old is your son?
He's 18.
Is he a senior?
He graduated this year.
What's he done?
He's in the Marine Corps.
Oh, okay.
But he loves Breathitt County.
Mm-hmm.
It's been real hard for him, real hard. Just homesick. Because
mm-hmm.
we go on vacation, and I mean, you'd be gone a week, and he'll say, oh, I'll be so glad to see them hills.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to adjust
mm-hmm.
to that.
Do you think most of the kids who are in high school now, do you think most of them are going to stay around, or do you think slowly?
If they had their choice, they'd probably stay around.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think they have a choice.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to have a career, you know, you're going to have to do it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. So you wish that there are more job opportunities?
Oh, I wish, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wish we had factories and offices and, I mean, I wish we just had more like Lexington had here,
mm-hmm.
as far as opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's been like this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's hard for us to change.
Since the time you were little, do you remember ever living through a time where it was really economically hard?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
When was that, or has it?
Most of my childhood, it was hard. I mean, my mom and dad, they always tried to, you know, there was just two of us, so they can do a little more. I mean, I had what most kids had, except for extra spending money.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't extra spending money to give you. You didn't have 5 or 10 hours to take to school with you, you know,
mm-hmm.
like kids do now.
Yeah.
They just didn't have it.
Yeah. So really, it was like that till you got married?
Yeah, I'd say it was.
Mm-hmm.
I got married when I was still in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was.
How did you know, so you met your husband in high school?
No, it's my ex-husband. He was about 7 years older than I was.
Okay.
But I met him where I lived. I mean, he was some relations to Hubert.
Mm-hmm.
And them, and he always came over there.
Okay. Do Do you think that most people met their spouses that way?
No, I think a lot of them met them in school.
In school.
The majority of people, I think, do meet them in school.
Yeah. Can you talk more about, like, the responsibilities you had when you were growing up? I know you said you helped farm.
Well, really, you know, during the day, unless there was something in the garden to do, I mean, it was pretty carefree.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, you know, we just played, and then you could swim in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to do that a lot. I mean, nobody had sewers going into the creek or anything,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't trash in the creek.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, with farming and stuff, a lot of times we'd have to have, like, tobacco plants pulled by the time my dad got home,
mm-hmm.
so that we could go set them that evening, you know, until dark.
Yeah.
But that wasn't an everyday thing. And sometimes we had to be ready to go, like, chop the tobacco, because he used to make us chop it.
Mm-hmm.
Now he don't, but you used to have to chop it and scatter fertilizer and ammonia by hand,
mm-hmm.
which we had to do that. And we knew that, or I should say, I knew that was my job. He didn't make my brother do it much, but
mm-hmm.
but I had to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to set the tobacco by hand. So, you know, it took a while.
Yeah.
A lot longer than it does now to set it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just in the garden, you know, Mom had beans we had to pick and, like, work up the beans, you know, string them and break them. And I always hated that.
Yeah.
But that was our responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Would they do that all day? Would your parents do that all day?
If it took all day.
If it took all day.
Mom always made us get out real early in the morning, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get it done before it get really hot. Like, pick the beans or whatever, or pull the plants.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have, pretty much have the rest of the day. But now, as far as working up the beans and stuff, you could do that on the back porch where it's shady.
Mm-hmm.
And that would take all day sometimes.
Yeah. Would she raise the garden for uh-huh. you, your family?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't sell anything?
They did a little bit, but not much. They used to sell milk, like they had milk cows.
Mm-hmm.
And they would sell milk.
Mm-hmm.
And buttermilk.
Mm-hmm.
She would churn and make butter and buttermilk. Now, they sold that when I was small. And we had chickens, and I think they sold some eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But garden stuff, they never sold much of that because she always put that up.
Mm-hmm. Would you mostly eat what was in the garden, or
mm-hmm.
did you go to the market too?
They did some,
mm-hmm.
but not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they started later after Dad got was working regular. They go, like, every 2 weeks to town and get groceries.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was so great to have a can of spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
I can remember that, and I loved them so much.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's just special if Mom bought a big can of spaghetti and meatballs.
Mm-hmm. how old are your parents now?
My dad is 68 and my mom 62.
They're not as old as my parents, actually.
Yeah.
Which is funny. My parents had me when they were kind of older. Were the families that lived around you, did they sort of live like your parents
mm-hmm.
lived? They had
yeah.
farms and they raised stuff.
The majority of them did
mm-hmm.
in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was a little girl, in the bottom that my house is in, where Ken and Blanche lived, and where Sarah Jane lives, her house.
Yeah.
They used to. There was a little man that lived at the mouth of the hole that farmed all that
mm-hmm.
with a mule. He planted corn there,
mm-hmm.
and I remember that when I was little.
Are there people who still do that?
Yeah, but they use modern
technology.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did your relatives who left, like your cousins and aunts and uncles, did they ever offer any sort of support to your parents?
Oh, yeah, my mom's family would. My dad's family didn't much, but my mom's family did. They were kind of a close family, and they, I mean, if they were there, they always helped, and they just do whatever they could if my mom needed something.
Yeah.
Which my mom was, I guess she's kind of stubborn, maybe proud, I guess. She would never ask for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad, neither one, never asked for anything. I guess they just done without before they'd ask.
Yeah. Do you know how they met?
Well, not really. I really don't know how they met. I sure don't. I mean, I never have asked Mom. I know they went together a long time before they got married. Mm-hmm. And my mom was getting ready to leave home and go to Northern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad asked her to marry him finally.
Oh.
Took him that long.
What was she going to do in Northern Kentucky?
Just get a job.
Just get a job.
Because that's where my aunt had went and several of my uncles and and gotten jobs.
What, do you know your mom's maiden name?
Stamper.
Stamper? So, just to make sure I have it right, the, when life really started changing, like when your parents, when your dad got a job, when was that, was in the early 80s? So?
No, that was probably in the early, that was in the 70s sometime.
Okay.
Yeah, when he really got a real job.
Because
he had worked for a program called the Happy Pappies. And they went around and just done little odd things.
Yeah.
Like they put in a bridge for somebody, or they cut off, sprout off a hillside, or build something for somebody. But now they didn't make a lot of money doing that. I remember Dad said he made like $80 a month.
Oh.
But now before that, like when I was born, he didn't even have a job. And I remember him saying that one morning they was out of coffee and they didn't have money to buy coffee. And he went down the lane, and in the ditch line was like a full 3 pound can of coffee or bag of coffee or whatever they had it in then. That somebody had lost off their vehicle going up the road. And like refrigerator, I mean, he didn't, they needed a refrigerator, and then you could, you know, you sort of word was the better than anything, you know. And he'd buy like a refrigerator, I guess on time is what they called it. Like he'd buy it now, and then when he sold his tobacco, he'd pay for it. Maybe in November, December, whatever.
Yeah.
That's how they, and my dad, he never did believe in debt. He never went in debt for anything. You know, so they just done without if they couldn't afford it.
Did you say he still burns tobacco?
He still has some, but not, you know, he's older now, and he's he lost a hand in an accident. And he just don't, he can't, he's just getting so old, he can't do like he used to do. And then you can't get people to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when your kids is all grown and your grandkids is growing up, you know, you just can't hang it and all that stuff by yourself anymore.
Did your mother go to school?
Mm-hmm. My mom graduated from Breathitt.
Oh, okay.
In the 50s, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably like 58, 59 she graduated from Breathitt.
Mm-hmm. So you think you're
going to
stay?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't live anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Not unless I absolutely... I mean, it would just be an act of God for me to go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Can you describe how it was living in Indiana?
Miserable.
Miserable.
Yep.
What was so miserable?
I mean, when I went up there, probably the biggest thing was... It's nobody's like they are here.
Yeah.
I mean, they were just like whiz, whiz, whiz like that. Mm-hmm. And you don't have time to talk to nobody. You don't even know your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I lived there 5 years. I did get to know some people.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't socialize, really.
Yeah.
Not like you did here.
Mm-hmm. Where in Indiana did you live?
I lived in a little town called Tippecanoe. That's like a township.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in Marshall County. But there's some bigger places around like Warsaw, Indiana, and Mishawaka, South Bend.
Mm-hmm.
Right in that area. It wasn't far from the Michigan border.
Oh, okay.
And it was close to Chicago. It wasn't, you didn't have to go far to get to Chicago.
Okay. I went to school in Bloomington.
Bloomington?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you came back, you were really happy to be back?
Yeah, I was happy to be back. I was sick, but I was happier to be back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I ended up getting pneumonia, so it put me down for a while because stress, my immune system, I guess, got down.
Mm-hmm.
Going through a divorce, just aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
But I was happy to be back.
When you lived there, did you come back and visit
mm-hmm.
a lot?
Mm-hmm.
All the time?
Yep, every chance I got.
Okay.
And I got real homesick.
Mm-hmm.
But now my son was born in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't call him a Hoosier, you call him a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Because he don't like the idea of being born in Indiana.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you think he might, when he, I don't know, settles down, he might come back here.
He's already said where he's going to build a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll come back here.
Mm-hmm.
If he stays in the military until he retires, you know, then when he retires, he'll be back here.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he decides to get out when his years are up, you know, he'll be back here.
Mm-hmm. Where is he now?
He's in North Carolina right now. And he's hoping that his MOS training will be in Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
It'll either be Fort Knox, Maryland, or California.
Mm-hmm.
So he's hoping Fort Knox.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he was the mascot for Breathitt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he played in the band. He was real. He was more active in school. He's not as shy as I was in school.
Uh-huh.
I guess I felt sort of insecure and everything, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He was just go-getter.
Yeah.
And he always wanted to be the mascot, so he was the mascot.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a good mascot. It's hard to fill his shoes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's kind of a nut. He just so had a ball at it.
The bobcat, is that mm-hmm. the mascot? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just met... Hubert's grandson, who just graduated from Breathitt.
Him and my son are the same. They went to school together.
Oh, yeah. He's a big football fan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
My son played football until my ninth grade, and then he decided to quit, which I was glad.
Yeah.
Because he's a tiny build. I mean, he's just a little guy. He didn't have a whole lot of muscle on him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have no fat on him.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's muscled up a little bit. And Casey, the one that just graduated, when he come home on leave, him and Casey went somewhere, and he was showing Casey some of them martial art moves that they did on him. And he said, hey, Casey, let me show you this one. Casey said, no, that's enough. I don't want no more.
That's funny.
But he's always a strong little fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to play, like, on the line, and he would hit hard. He was just little. I was afraid he's going to get killed.
Yeah.
You take 250 pounds falling on 140 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
I mean.
Yeah.
But now I can tell his shoulders have broadened up, and he's gotten a little more weight on him.
Yeah.
Can't tell a lot, but a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But now I think it was hard for him graduating, because he said, you know, when you're in school, everything's simple.
It's true.
And then he's finding out now, you know, like even with like shaving lotion and stuff, shaving cream.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to buy the cheap shaving cream, and he said, Mom, you always bought me the best. And he said, now I see why. Because his little face was a mess.
Yeah.
You know, from cheap shaving cream. But he was the only child, and me and him were really, really close. Because me and his dad were divorced since he's been 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's sort of us for a while, until I met my husband now.
Oh, okay.
And God was watching over me, because he's a good man. And he done a good job helping to raise my son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just done everything that a dad's supposed to do with their son.
How did you meet him?
At a party. Yeah, I worked with a girl that had been aggravating me to meet him for about 3 months.
Yeah.
And I really wasn't ready for a relationship or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But finally, I went and met him. And we met on December 31st, and we got married on February the 8th.
Wow.
And we'll be married 12 years.
Wow.
My son was 7 years old when we got married. He turned 7 on the 4th of February, and we got married on the 8th.
Oh.
So it was pretty fast we got married. But now we're...
It worked.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we never argue or anything. And we just like to, we both really like to travel, you know, so my son got to see a lot of stuff that I didn't get to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I didn't get to see the ocean until I was married to him, my husband.
Yeah.
Just about 9-10 years ago, I got to see the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, look, he was 8 years old, 9 years old when he got to see the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the Smokies. I didn't get to go to the Smokies. So he got to see a lot of things.
Were the roads the same as they are now in here?
I remember when the road that goes by my house, it was gravel.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go up the road about a half a mile from my house, and there's a road that turns to the right.
Mm-hmm.
That went to the church.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when that road wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little footpath that went up the side of the hill. Because
mm-hmm.
my uncle's mom and dad lived up there, and you had to walk or else drive up the creek.
Yeah.
So now roads are definitely different.
When did they start changing?
It was probably in the late 60s, early 70s, they started changing. I feel like I had a sheltered life, you know. I mean, I didn't know a lot about Breathitt County. I mean, I didn't know where, like, Turner's Creek and all these places were. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
until I got this job.
Yeah.
And then I find out, you know, a lot of places in Brevard County. It's really a big county. Because you can drive for, I mean, I've drove all day in Brevard County.
Yeah.
And not be in every place. I mean, it's a pretty good sized county. Mm-hmm.
Is Hazard still in Brevard?
No, okay. No, it's in Perry County. But that's where a lot of people go to.
Okay, excuse me, I was at the Macy Joe Barbie's. Barbie's Day is
good.
Well, I don't really have more questions.
Well, that wasn't too bad. No,
that was good. That wasn't bad at all. Because I thought that